堂听 class.com。
The Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe. Drew, I am nervous, very nervous. But am I mad? Observe how calmly I can tell you the whole story. It is impossible to say how the idea first entered my brain. But once conceived, it haunted me day and night. I loved the old man. He had never wronged me. For his gold, I had no desire. I think it was his eye. One of his eyes resembled that of a vulture, a pale blue eye with a film over it. Whenever it looked at me, my blood ran cold. So gradually, I made up my mind to take the life of the old man, and thus rid myself of the eye forever. I was never kinder to the old man than during the week before I killed him, and every night, about midnight, I turned the latch of his door and opened it, oh so gently, and then, when I had made an opening sufficient for my head, I put a dark lantern, all closed, so that no light shone out, and then I thrust in my head. And then when my head was well in the room, I undid the lantern cautiously, just so much that a single ray fell on the vulture eye. I did this for 7 nights, but I found that the eye was always closed, and so it was impossible to do the work. For it was not the old man who vexed me, but his evil eye. And every morning, when day broke, I went boldly into his room and spoke courageously to him, calling him by name and asking him how he had spent the night. Upon the 8th night, I was more than usually cautious in opening the door. I had my head in and was about to open the lantern, when my thumb slipped upon the tin fastening, and the old man sprang up in bed, crying out, "Who's there?" I kept quite still and said nothing. For a whole hour I did not move a muscle. In the meantime, I did not hear him lie down. He was still sitting up in bed, listening. Presently, I heard a slight groan, and I knew it was the groan of terror. It was not a groan of pain or grief, oh no. It was the low sound that arises from the bottom of the soul. I knew what the old man felt, and pitied him, though I chuckled in my heart. I knew that he had been lying awake, and his fears had been growing upon him. He had been trying to imagine them without cause, but could not. He had been saying to himself, "It is nothing but the wind in the chimney. It is only a mouse crossing the floor." He had been trying to comfort himself with these suppositions, but found it all in vain. All in vain, because death was approaching him. When I had waited a long time, very patiently, without hearing him lie down, I resolved to open the lantern a tiny bit. So, I opened it until a single dim ray, like the thread of a spider, fell upon the vulture eye. It was open, wide open, and I grew furious as I gazed upon it. I saw it perfectly, a dull blue, with a hideous veil over it that chilled the very marrow of my bones. But I could see nothing else of the old man's face or person, for I had directed the ray, as if by instinct, on the eye. Then there came to my ears a low, dull, quick sound, such as a watch makes when wrapped in cotton. I knew that sound well too. It was the beating of the old man's heart. It increased my fury, as the beating of a drum stimulates the soldier to courage. But even yet, I kept still. I scarcely breathed. Meanwhile, the noise of the heart increased. It grew quicker and louder with every instant. The old man's terror must have been extreme, but the beating grew louder, louder, and now a new fear seized me. The sound would be heard by a neighbor. With a loud yell, I threw open the door and leaped into the room. He shrieked once, once only. I dragged him to the floor and pulled the heavy bed covers over him. For many minutes, the heart beat on, but finally it stopped. The old man was dead. I removed the bed covers and examined the corpse. Yes, he was dead. I placed my hand upon the heart and held it there many minutes. He was dead. His eye would trouble me no more. I took wise precautions for the hiding of the body. First of all, I cut off the head of the corpse, and then the arms and legs. I then took up three planks in the flooring, placed the pieces of the body there, and replaced the boards. There was no blood, for I had been careful. No one could detect anything wrong. When I had finished, it was 4 o'clock, still dark as midnight. There came a knocking on the door. I went down to open it with a light heart, for I knew I had nothing to fear. Three men entered, introducing themselves as policemen. A shriek had been heard by a neighbor during the night. The police were told and had come to search the house. I smiled, for I had nothing to fear. I told them that the shriek was my own, in a dream. The old man, I said, was in the country. I took my visitors all over the house and told them to search well. Finally, I took them to the old man's room and showed them his treasures, undisturbed. In my confident enthusiasm, I brought chairs into the room and invited them to rest. I placed my own seat upon the very spot beneath which the body lay. I was at ease. They sat, and while I answered cheerily, they talked of familiar things. But before long, I felt myself getting pale and wished they would leave. But still they sat and chatted. I heard a ringing in my ears. As it became louder, I talked more freely to get rid of the feeling. Now I heard a low, dull sound, much like that of a watch wrapped in cotton. I gasped for breath, but the officers didn't hear it. I talked more quickly. I arose and argued about unimportant things in a high key and using many gestures, but the noise steadily increased. Why would they not go? I paced the floor, but the noise steadily increased. I swung the chair upon which I had been sitting and scraped it on the boards, but the noise arose over all. It grew louder, louder, louder. And still the men chatted pleasantly and smiled. They heard. They suspected. They knew. They were really laughing at my horror. This I thought, and this I think. But anything was better than this agony. I felt I must scream or die. "Villains!" I shrieked. "Don't pretend any longer. I admit the deed. Tear up the boards. Here, here. It is the beating of his hideous heart."